Welcome back, everyone, to 1001 Radio Days. This is your host, John Hagedorn. Today, two episodes from Bob Hope's The Pepsodent Show, which was an American radio comedy program broadcast during the golden age of radio, in this case, 1938 through 1948. The program starred comedian Bob Hope and his sidekick Jerry Colonna, along with Blanche Stewart and Alvia Ullman as high society crazies Brenda and Cobina, as well as continuously rotating supporting cast and musicians, which included, for a time, Judy Garland, Frank's, and Desi Arnaz and his orchestra. The Pepsodent Show, along with Edgar Bergen's Chase and Sanborn Hour, Jack Benny's The Jack Benny Program, and Fred Allen's Texaco Star Theater, was one of the most listened-to programs during World War II. It was broadcast Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock over NBC from September 27, 1938, to June 8, 1948. For most of its run, The Pepsodent Show followed Fibber McGee and Molly on Tuesdays and preceded the Raleigh Cigarette Program starring Red Skelton. Hope you enjoy.
Tonight, the Pepsodent Company is happy to welcome millions of new listeners throughout the Dominion of Canada. For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, the Pepsodent Company presents another in a series of broadcasts to our men in the armed forces wherever they may be. Tonight, for the men of the Marine Air Base in Santa Barbara, California, the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope and his guest, Gary Cooper.
This is Bob broadcasting from the Marine Air Corps base at Santa Barbara, Hope. Telling all you Marines who took the Salamence to brush your teeth with Pepsodent, and your dentist will never have to take the hollow ones. Well, here we are at Santa Barbara. That's an old Spanish phrase meaning let's get the furlough out of here. These boys here are all Marine flyers, and a lot of these flyers are really young. I saw one today with a medal on his chest, and it was full of dents. I said, bullets? He said, no, still teething. But they have to be real flyers because torpedo bomber pilots always go in close to the target to make sure of getting a hit. I can't say how close, but they're the only ones who can sink an enemy ship and spit in the captain's eye at the same time. And nothing can stop these torpedo plane pilots. One veteran tried to sink a battleship and he missed. He got mad, bailed out, swam over, and tipped the darn thing over. I went out on New Year's Eve with a couple of Marines here, and even though every place was jammed, we had no trouble getting a table. You should have seen those Marines establish a beachhead at the ringside. And these Marines were wonderful to me all evening. They were very friendly and unselfish, and then we met some girls. But they got me a girl that was really beautiful. She looks like she dropped right out of heaven and her parachute failed to open. She was a real Santa Barbara, real blue blood. She wasn't always a blue blood. It's just that during this liquor shortage, she goes around draining out fountain pens. But she was beautiful. She had Hedy Lamarr's eyes, Paulette got his hair, and Veronica Lake's teeth. Trouble is, she has to return them by Thursday. The boys told me she was a pin-up girl. Every time I looked at her pins, I gave up. But most of these Santa Barbara girls are hit parade conscious. You kiss them Sunday, Monday, and you got to support them always. Sound like a bunch of losers here. We went to a fine club, the El Paseo. That's the name of one of the clubs in Santa Barbara here, El Paseo. That's Mexican for AWOL. And what a crowd. It was so crowded that twice I put silverware in someone else's pockets. The liquor shortage is really getting bad, though. I noticed one fella sitting at a table next to mine who hiccuped three times and was immediately picked up on suspicion of hoarding. This liquor shortage is really bad. Just to give you an idea how bad it is, I saw W.C. Fields walking down the street today, and he was walking. Here's a man who really celebrated the new year, Professor Colonna. Come on, Professor.
Coming.
Little green men still following me.
Professor, what did you do New Year's Eve?
Well, Hope, this year I conducted myself very circumspectly and devoted the entire evening to the unequivocal contemplation of and satiation of my reflex motor ganglia and my intrinsically morphographical nature.
What's that mean?
That stinko.
But then you did imbibe a little, huh?
Yes, I had a few nips with it, a few pips.
You mean you took your girl out New Year's Eve?
Yes, we had a lovely time. What a ball. When the clock struck 12, she threw her arms around me, pressed her lips to mine, and didn't let go for 3 hours.
She didn't let go for 3 hours. There must have been a passion in your embrace.
No, glue in my mustache. Then we went to the Palladium and danced till the cows came home. Then I left my girl and danced with the cows.
You danced with a cow. I suppose you and the cow did the rumba.
Yes, you'd be surprised how much whipped cream you get that way.
Look, Professor, I'm ashamed of you. Is this the boy your mother brought up with such tender care and a good home?
No, this is the boy she left on the steps of the reform school in an old sea bag.
Look, tell me the truth. What's the matter with you anyway?
Well, I never told anybody this before, Hope, but you see, I was born three times.
Colonna, that's ridiculous. How could you be born three times?
Stork had me on a yo-yo.
Well, Professor, would you care to peer into the mists of the future and make some predictions for 1944?
Why, yes, Hope. I am looking into the future. What's this? I see President Roosevelt running again.
You see President Roosevelt running? What for?
Eleanor forgot her suitcase.
Poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. So she waited, poor thing, for the phone to ring.
Hello?
Wrong number.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Wrong number.
Uh-oh.
So, girls, don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
It's the film you feel on your teeth that makes your teeth look dull. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes that film. Uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the men in the service. Try Pepsodent toothpaste for just 1 week. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See if it doesn't uncover that natural brilliance of your smile.
You're in there tonight,
boy. Get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste, and remember, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Wrong number.
Oh. Hello.
Wrong number.
Oh.
Go, girl, just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
Here's Francis Langston.
You've seen him on
up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Now don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Now don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But papa's gotta be can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, shoo. Bye bye. So long.
Huh? You really had something worked out there by Tony, didn't you? Did Tony work on it? That was Francis Langford singing Shoo Shoo Baby. Well, Francis, say, did you enjoy going to the Rose Bowl game with me Saturday?
Oh, yes, Bob. But the way we got in.
Well, what difference does it make? They were good seats, weren't they?
I know, but getting one of the Marine pilots here to take us up for a ride and then bailing out over the 50-yard line. They sell tickets to the Rose Bowl game, you know.
Yeah, isn't that silly? You know, at least this year. At least this year we weren't so high up.
I don't know, Bob. Before I could sit down, I had to brush the snow off my seat.
That wasn't snow, Francis. That eagle sitting behind us had dandruff.
But just the same, those seats you got were a little too high up, Bob.
You think so, huh?
Well, when I sat down, a man with a long beard tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Welcome, sister. Just sign here and the quartermaster will issue your white robe and harp."
Yeah, I noticed that guy. He just looked at me and pointed to the elevator. But the air... But the air was invigorating out there, wasn't it, France? Did you see the way I told that big, tough Marine to get out of my seat?
Yeah, she was a sergeant, too. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Holt!
Well, Vera Vey!
Handsome sailors.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Beg, please. These are not sailors. These are Marines. You better not call them sailors or they'll liable to come right up here on the stage and grab you.
Goodness, just look at all these handsome sailors. You know, I'm so excited about this wonderful Marine station, I just can't settle down. What's been happening?
Oh, Francis and I were just talking about the game.
Yes, plentiful here, isn't it? hope. You know, one of them hugged me and squeezed the very breath out of me.
I suppose you told him to go slower.
No, I inhaled faster.
Well, you sure didn't run out of breath at the Rose Bowl game.
Why? What makes you say that?
Every time the referee blew his whistle, you whistled back.
I thought he was flirting with me.
Don't be silly. It was a nice, clear day. Say, did you... tell me, did you have a good seat, Miss Vague?
Yes, I was down at one end of the field, right behind the goalpost.
Behind the goalpost? Well, what's so good about that?
Well, it was such a novelty seeing men run toward me. Did you notice how muddy the field was, Mr. Hope? One of the players slipped and skidded right in my lap. I was so mad.
You were mad?
Yes, the referee made me put him back in the game. My boyfriend Waldo's a great football player. He's in the backfield.
Well, Miss Vague, there are different kind of backs. What position did Waldo play?
Oh, he was full.
I know, but what position did he play?
I really don't care. You can say anything you want about Waldo now, Mr. Hope. I'm through with him. It's 1944, and you know a new broom sweeps clean.
Well, you ought to know. You've ridden plenty of them.
Hard, Mr. Holmes. Why don't you mail yourself to the dead letter office? Oh, yeah. As I was saying, here it is leap year, and here I am ready to leap.
Yeah. Well, you think you'll get a man this year, Miss Vick?
Oh, I sure do. Victory in 44. You see, my motto is the same as the Allies.
Yes, and you're spread out all over like the Allies.
You dear boy. You ought to comb your hair on your head differently. The point shows through.
But, Miss Vague, if you really want to get married, I know someone who might be persuaded. Oh, Professor. Professor.
Yes?
Say, Professor, you know Miss Vague. What do you think of her?
Yeah, if they'd only use sulfur powder sooner.
Come on, Miss Vague has something to say to you.
Yes, Professor, you know, this is leap year.
Leap year?
Yes. What does that suggest to you?
Frogs?
No.
Kangaroos?
Of course not.
Salmon?
No.
How did I get into this thing and how am I going to get out?
Miss Vague wants to marry you.
That's it. And Professor, I'm going to propose to you myself. This is leap year, and I have a perfect right. I really have. I have a perfect right.
What are you laughing at, Kelowna?
Well, she gets a little closer. I got a beautiful left. Ah, but really, really, Miss Vague, I can't resist you. You are so fetching.
Oh, you really think I'm fetching?
Yes, and if I had a stick, I'd prove it.
Listen here, shrub mug. Don't you feel a little drafty when you get so close to the ocean, or have you got that hole in your head plugged up? I can't get mad at you, Professor. Here, let me run my fingers through your mustache.
All right, but don't disturb the field mice.
Kelowna, field mice in your mustache? Why don't you get rid of them?
I can't hope they're paid up for the end of the month.
Forget, Mr. Hope, Professor. Wouldn't this be wonderful, you and I married? Just picture it, the two of us living happily in a vine-covered cottage. And very soon, all day long, you'll hear little pattering noises on the floor.
Egad, every place you go these days, crap games.
Pepsodent and only Pepsodent contains Irium. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes film that makes teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brilliance to your teeth, uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. So get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. Remember, Pepsodent toothpaste, because only Pepsodent contains Irium.
Dear dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium. So the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello?
Some number.
Oh.
Who's that? Some number.
Oh, well,
so girls just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
And now here's our surprise of the evening, one of the screen's most distinguished actors, a fellow whom the entertainment world is very proud of for his recent tour of the Southwest Pacific War front, Mr. Gary Cooper.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Gary, I want to congratulate you on your great tour.
Thanks, Bob. I'm glad to be back in one piece.
Don't tell me that's all one piece. Say, are those your own shoulders, or did you put your coat on over a pursuit plane? What is that then?
They're my own shoulders, and that better be your own nose.
Why?
Well, there's a windsock missing around here.
Listen, Shorty, one more crack like that, and I'll reach up and pull down your socks.
You know, Bob, being so tall made it uncomfortable when I flew across on my trip. My feet got awful cold.
They did, huh? Well, didn't anybody else's feet get cold?
No, theirs were inside the plane.
Well, say, Gary, I hear you had lunch with General MacArthur.
Yeah, I did, and he's a great general, that MacArthur. He sure knows his strategy.
He knows his strategy. Did he tell you his plans during dinner?
No, but you should have seen the way he kept the butter down at his end of the table.
Well, what did you and MacArthur discuss at dinner?
Not much. He ain't the talkative kind. He left all the talking to me.
The conversation must have flowed like yesterday's tapioca.
You know, you're popular down in Australia, Bob.
Well, I've never been there.
Well, that's why you're popular.
Bend over and say that to my face. Say, Gary, did you see any kangaroos down in Australia?
Kangaroos?
Yeah, you know, that's a pistol-packing mama with a ball turret.
Oh, you mean one of those animals that carries its brood in a snood.
Seriously, though, Gary, I know that wherever you went on your trip, you brought along lovely American sentiment.
Yes, I did. Phyllis Brooks and Una Merkel were with me all through the tour.
Say, I bet those girls made a big hit with the soldiers.
No, Bob. When the boys saw Phyllis and Una, they just turned around and walked the other way.
Well, how do you explain that?
Well, they just figured that anything that looked that tempting had to be a booby trap.
A booby trap, huh?
Yeah, that's something that explodes when you try to pick it up.
Oh, I thought it was something new. Say, by the way, Gary, who is the soldier's favorite pinup girl?
Betty Grable.
Betty Grable? Don't the soldiers know that she's married to Harry James?
Yeah, but they figure that after the war, they're going to kill all the buglers anyhow.
Say, I understand you stopped at Hawaii. Did you see any hula hula girls?
Hula hula, what's that?
That's a swing shift in the grass skirt.
No, I wasn't interested in any of those hula hula girls. Bob, they're too shaky a proposition.
Say, did you see any of these Marines down there in the Southwest Pacific?
Yep, and I take my hat off to the Marines, Bob. Those boys always win.
Why, did you see them fighting?
Yeah, and I shot craps with them, too. By the way, Bob, some of the fellows down in New Guinea who hear your program gave me a present for you.
Well, where is it?
Well, I had to kill it. The rattle kept me awake all night.
Imagine giving me a rattle. Well, did you run into any of those wild natives down there?
Yeah, I never saw anybody dressed so weirdly.
Have you seen Crosby lately?
And, Bob, I ran into some cannibals, too, and to amuse them, I showed them a picture of you.
Well, what happened, Gary?
Well, the chief looked at it and said, very nice. If you guarantee them all to be this fat, I'll take 4 dozen.
Now, this isn't fat. It's 100% solid flab. But tell me, what did you do to entertain the troops, Gary?
Well, I told jokes, and they were good jokes.
That's lucky for you. It's dangerous laying an egg from that height.
Yes, Bob, I was sort of an MC. First, I came out and told the boys some jokes that Jack Benny gave me, and they all yelled for more. And then I told some jokes you gave me.
What happened then?
They just yelled.
Say, well, what else did you do for the troops?
Well, Bob, I sang a song.
You sang a song? Boy, you must have looked like a stretched-out Sinatra. What song did you sing, Gary?
Well, it's a new song that's sweeping the South Pacific. I'd like to introduce it here before it gets around.
Oh, swell. What's the name of it?
Pistol Packin' Mama.
New, huh? They're starting to call it Pistol Packin' Grandma. Well, load up and fire away, Gary.
When I arranged to make this trip, am I on key? My wife said, say that swell. She heard these girls were going with me and hollered, war is censored. Lay that pistol, say I'm off key.
Wait just a second. Wait till the band gets the key.
Yeah, I got her. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in, mama. Lay that pistol down. I lost some blood while I was there, but not to Hirohito's. I lost it mostly here and there and left plasma-filled mosquitoes. I love the trip, ain't got no blues and suffer no remorses. Those Aussies showed me kangaroos that looked like Crosby's horses. Lay them pouches down, babes. Lay them pouches down. Junior packing mamas, lay them pouches down. They hit Rabul while I was there, the Marshalls and the Gilberts. And if you think I wasn't scared, you're certainly off your filberts. Our plane soared over the open sea, the island such as truck. While trailing 5 miles after me was my own dear stomach. Let that airplane down, boys. Now we've rocked and rolled. Set it down upon the ground before my bell gets tolled. When this war is over, boys, I'll go back there to stay. Also, I'm the biggest liar in the good old USA. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down.
Yeah, hey!
Pistol's back in, mama. Lay that pistol down.
Thanks for the memory. We're a little late. I just want to say our thanks to Colonel Burnett, Colonel Anderson, Major Foss, and Lieutenant Beck, and all the men here at the Marine Air Base at Santa Barbara. Not to be outdone by those Marine landings, our little Pepsin commandos landed tonight in Canada. Yes, sir, tonight we begin peddling our eggs over a 21-station network from Sherbrooke, Quebec, west to Calgary, Alberta, and north to Edmonton. That's a lot of Canada to cover, but it shows how far our sponsor will go to get a bottle of Canadian Club. Seriously, it's wonderful to have you Canadians with us as listeners, and Uncle Sam feels the same way about having you with us as fighting allies. Thanks from America for the great job you're doing up there. And Gary Cooper, thanks from America for the great job you did in the Southwest Pacific.
Bob, I figure I was lucky to go. You know, show people are just about the only civilians who have the privilege of going to the front.
And it is a privilege, Gary. I suppose you found the guys anxious to hear from home.
I'll say they're anxious. Did I tell you about the squadron of Marines? They were completely surrounded, cut off from their battalion, no hope of escape, when suddenly the bugler blew the mail call.
And what happened?
They trampled 500 Japs to death getting to the letters.
Yeah, it's mighty important for us to keep rushing that ink bottle. But, Gary, did you find the fellas down there pretty confident?
Confident? Sure. But not overconfident like the civilian who says it's in the bag. Let the other dopes buy the war bonds. I said it was a privilege to go to the front. If every person could go there, he'd learn that casualty lists are more vital than grocery lists. That gasoline burned in P-38 shopping for Axis planes is more vital than gas burned shopping for nylon hose. And he'd worry more about making guns and less about making money.
You're on the beam there, Brother Cooper. Those fellas in the fighting racket know what it takes to win, and they know we've got what it takes. Food, gasoline, bigger production, blood plasma. Yes, sir, we've got what it takes, but no fooling, folks. Let's get more of it and send more of it to those guys. Thanks again, Gary Cooper, and so long, everybody.
This broadcast does not constitute an endorsement since the Navy Department does not endorse any product. This broadcast came to you from Santa Barbara, California. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, the Pepsodent Company presents another in a series of broadcasts to our men in the armed forces, wherever they may be. Tonight, for the Marines of Camp Pendleton at Oceanside, California, the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his guest of honor, Ginger Rogers.
Thank you. I wish I could follow that. Thank you very much. This is Bob Camp Pendleton, Marine Base Hope, telling you to use Pepsodent whenever you get the chance, and your teeth will be as bright and as tight as the back of a sailor's pants. Say, well, here I am at the Camp Pendleton Marine Training Base. That's a polite way of saying you may have been the apple of your mother's eye, but you're in the core now. Camp Pendleton is about 100 miles from Hollywood as the crow marches. He was drafted, too. This camp is situated on an old ranch, and it's really not much change from cowhounds to chowhounds. And this is an awfully big camp, but the guys are only kidding when they say you have to fly an airplane nonstop to get from the barracks to the front gate. They know darn well you have to land twice to refuel. And Camp Pendleton is so big, a Marine was AWL in San Francisco, and they couldn't say anything to him because he kept 1 foot inside the North Gate. And this camp is divided into areas. Area number 24 is for women Marines exclusively, except for paratroopers who land there accidentally, no matter how hard they pull their parachutes to make them drift the other way, they tell their officers. And everything is really spread out here, but the Marines don't mind it. There's nothing like getting up in the morning and taking a nice 5-mile walk to the place where you're going to start a 20-mile hike. But these men are really rugged. They think nothing of 20-mile hikes. They can't. They're too busy thinking about the officers that order them. These fellas are really proud to be Marines. I won't say they get chesty about it, but I saw one guy standing on a street in Carlsbad, and every time he inhaled, his chest got a ticket for jaywalking. And these Marines are supposed to be tough, but I shook hands with one, and he couldn't have had a very strong grip because I still have my hand. He even gave me a sack to carry it home in. Yes, sir, these are the boys who are going to put the squeeze on the Japs. And every Saturday night, you can see them in town looking for something to practice on. And due to the manpower shortage, they have girl barbers here. And some of these Marines go out with them nights. It's really wonderful to get a chance to trim you two ways. I tell you, these lady barbers are wonderful. This is the only place you can get a haircut and give a pint of blood to the Red Cross at the same time.
Who
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
So, folks, don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
It's the film you feel on your teeth that makes your teeth look dull. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes that film, uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with men in the service. Try Pepsodent toothpaste for just 1 week. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See if it doesn't uncover the natural brilliance of your smile. Get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste. Remember, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, Bella, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Up and down the street, all the boys repeat.
Some smile.
Thank you.
Some smile.
Thank you.
So folks, just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
For 1 minute, we switch you to Washington, D.C. for a very important announcement.
Today, the National Broadcasting Company, its affiliated stations, and the Boy Scouts of America launched a special Fourth War Loan campaign of their own, a campaign designed to aid their government in the important task of enlisting millions of Americans who have not yet bought their Fourth War Loan bonds. With 7 days remaining in this drive, we have reached 82% of the overall quota, with sales of $11,468,000,000. Included in this total, however, are individual sales of $2,906,000,000, which represents but 52% of the individual goal. Important though these huge sums are, the drive cannot succeed without the aid of every individual's participation. You can make these last 7 days' reports a stirring cry of support to our fighting men all over the world by buying your extra bonds today.
We return you now to Bob Hope at Camp Pendleton, California.
And here's Francis Langford.
Cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bessamamucho, hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, take wing and my life would be through.
is Francis Langford singing Besame Mucho. Listen to those music lovers. Oh, boy. We'll have some of the older types singing next week when Bing Crosby is guesting with us at Santa Ana. Yeah, we'll have old Bing with us. Well, anyway, here we are at Camp Pendleton, Francis. You know, this whole place was once an old Spanish land grant.
Yes, Bob, and just think, on this very spot years ago, the Spaniards used to click their castanets.
Yeah, and these Marines have kept up to tradition, only they use square ones. You know, if a Spaniard walked in here now clicking a castanet, he'd be fated before he reached the front gate. Only the winners applaud, you notice that?
Did you notice the women Marines here, Bob?
Yeah, these women Marines really went for me. When we arrived this morning, one woman Marine ran up, threw her arms around me, and gave me a great big kiss.
Yes, Bob, and it puzzled me.
It puzzled you?
Yes, I thought your mother was stationed at San Diego.
Yeah, she was in the paratroops down there, but she got caught in a high wind.
Professor Colonna tonight.
Oh, he's contributing his services to the fourth war loan drive.
Oh, and it was getting along so nicely, too.
Yeah. Hello?
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 What do you know? Drugstore has an echo.
Tell me, Professor, how are you getting along in your war bond campaign?
Great. Hope today I get rid of $60 million worth.
Oh, that's unbelievable, Colonna. You sold $60 million worth of war bonds?
Oh, you have to sell them?
Well, where are you now, Colonna?
Burlesque show.
Colonna, what's a burlesque show got to do with bonds?
Can you think of anything that draws more interest? Hey, Hope, I'm selling war bonds to some girls down here, and this cop is interfering.
I never heard of such a thing, Colonna. You're selling war bonds to the girls, and the cop is interfering? What does he say?
Wants me to get down off the runway.
Colonna, you're not fit to talk to an idiot.
Well, maybe we can write notes.
Well, Miss Vera Vane.
Well, so this is Camp Pendleton.
Yes, Miss Vane, this is where the Marines are turned out.
Oh, goodness, and they're probably nice and fresh. I'll take a dozen.
A young coach, you look more like an old 45.
Bless your heart. Yeah. I'd brain you if I had a pair of nylons to wear to the trial.
Well, how do you like Camp Pendleton, Miss Vane?
Oh, I think it's just lovely, but I'm mad at the officers and men here, Mr. Hope. I find them very hard to take.
You find the officers and men hard to take, Miss Vane? Why?
Well, they've got guards here that search at the gate.
Well, you must have enjoyed that.
Like a good idea at the time.
I suppose the one time you did, too.
Why, you're hot tonight, aren't you? You know, don't you, there's a time and place for everything.
There is?
Yes, and if you were in yours, you'd be still hotter.
Nothing hotter than this audience.
I knew that would be funny because I tried it on the MP who stopped me at the gate.
Oh, so the MP didn't want to let you in the camp?
No, he didn't. He just kept saying, over my dead body, over my dead body.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, I don't know. After all, out of a great big camp like this, who's going to miss one little old MP?
I'll get a pardon me, Miss Vane. Hello.
Hello. Oh, trouble. You know that $8,000 I took in selling war bonds? Three men just took it away from me in an alley.
Oh, Colonna, that's terrible. Did you tell the nearest policeman?
Yes, but it's no use, Hope. He's losing, too.
Kelowna, there's someone in this program who would like to buy a bond from you. Come here at once.
Okay.
Kelowna, how'd you get here so quick?
Drank a highball at Garrigan's Cafe.
Professor, why don't you sell Miss Vague here a $25 war bond? It's only $18.75. She must have $18.75 on her.
I'll find out. Hope say, Miss Vague.
Oh, yes, Professor.
Think of the year you were born. Got it?
Yes, I've got it.
Got it in cash?
Oh, bless you, fungus face. I used to think man was descended from apes, but after looking at you, I can see man hasn't quite made it yet. Oh, well, I can't get mad at you, Professor. You're so cute. Do you mind if I run my finger through your mustache?
Okay, but don't disturb the rabbits.
Kelowna, why did you put rabbits in your mustache?
Gophers got lonesome.
Oh, you're so quaint, Professor. Oh, let you and I get married. Just picture it, the two of us living happily in a vine-covered cottage. You hurry home from work. You're coming up the walk. You see me standing in the doorway. And tenderly you say...
Close the door. You're letting the flies. Miss Vague, I'll kiss you if it'll sell a bond.
Oh.
But I warn you, my kisses are electric.
My kisses are electric too, Professor. Kiss me.
All right.
Kelowna, what happened?
She was AC. I was DC.
Pepsodent and only Pepsodent contains Irium. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes film that makes teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brilliance to your teeth, uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. So get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. And remember, Pepsodent toothpaste, because only Pepsodent contains Irium. Ladies and gentlemen, on March 1st, you'll no longer need to bring in an empty tin tube when you buy a new tube of Pepsodent. That's in effect after March 1st. But before March 1st, your government wants all the empty tubes you've been saving. So look through your medicine chest now. Bring all the empty tubes to your drugstore. Those tubes contain precious tin that may save lives, and you won't need them after March 1st.
The Marines are always assigned the toughest things to take, but tonight we've got something for you that's very easy to take, and here she is. One of Hollywood's top flight stars, currently starring in the Paramount picture Lady in the Dark, Miss Ginger Rogers.
And thank you, boys.
Well, welcome to the Pepsodent Show, Ginger. It's really a treat to meet the girl who is the lady in the dark.
Thanks, Bob. But you can unpucker. I'm not turning off any lights while you're around.
Well, I wasn't puckering. I just used starch in my Irium. Say, it was nice. It was nice of you to come down here tonight, Ginger. Did you have any trouble getting away?
Oh, I would have come anyhow, Bob. You know, I'm married to a Marine. These are my boys.
Well, these are your boys. Well, you're doing better than Crosby. Say, so you're married to a Marine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that? Those guys take all the best objectives. Say, is your husband here in the country, Ginger?
No, Bob. Right now, my husband's somewhere in the South Pacific.
Oh, well, tell me more about him. Was he a Marine when you married him?
Oh, yes. We got married on one of his leaves.
You mean he lost his liberty while he was on it, huh? I'll tell you, you couldn't pick anybody better than a Marine to marry, Ginger.
Couldn't I?
No, they're honest and loyal and brave and... Boy, boy, I sound like I'm getting the allotment. Say, Hey, you come from Texas, don't you, Ginger?
Yes, I come from Texas, where men are men and women are women.
Yeah, nice arrangement, isn't it? You know, there were a couple of parts for Handsome Men and Lady in the Dark. I wonder why I wasn't in it.
It wasn't that dark. Did you see the picture, Bob?
I certainly did. What love scenes. They were the most exciting I ever took part in.
The love scenes were the most exciting you ever took part in? Why, Bob, you weren't even in the picture.
I know. That's what the usher said when he threw me out. But you have three leading men in Lady in the Dark, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Ray Milland, Warner Baxter, and John Hall.
Well, why don't you ever ask for me?
Bob, when you can have caviar, who wants to bother with K-rations?
Well, I had some for lunch, and it didn't bother me at all. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, but tell me, what's Lady in the Dark all about, Ginger?
Well, it's a story with a dream in it.
Yes, you certainly are.
No, Bob, I mean it's got lots of dreams in it. Long, beautiful, pleasant dreams.
Long, beautiful, pleasant dreams. Who directed it, Ovaltine?
I'm a girl who has a mental complex, and I go to a psychiatrist.
A whatatrist?
A psychiatrist.
Oh, a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist is a student of human behavior.
Well, that's my hobby. I'm a student of human behavior.
Yes, but they look at men, too. Psychiatrists can even explain your dreams, Bob. You know, there's a reason for every dream.
Yeah, I know that. One of the Marines here kept dreaming all night that he was in Bermuda.
And what was it?
The guy in the bunk under him had onions for supper. Delve in psychiatry, Ginger. You be the lady psychiatrist, and I'll be the Marine in the quandary. Okay, Stan, quandary music. Is that all right,
okay,
Ginger?
Let's go.
Well, here's the office, psychiatrist. I like to get examined. It tickles.
Well, young man.
Are you the psychiatrist?
Yes. I'm Dr. Rogers, M.D.
M.D.? My dish. Well, I kind of like you.
Well, I don't affect you that much, do I?
No, I always wear my Adam's apple on the outside. Well, I'm here. I'm ready to have my head examined.
Okay, you want to wait or will you call back for it? Here, let me look at your head. My, but it has a peculiar shape. And it's so flat.
Yeah, my head's the one in front. You're looking at my mess kit.
Well, come on now. Let's get on with your case. Do you sleep night?
Nope, can't sleep.
Long dreams?
Nope, short bunks.
Well, you really need psychoanalyzing, young man. Tell me, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't know.
But you like girls, don't you?
Well, let me see now.
You like them.
Yeah, but they don't like me.
Well, perhaps you're not romantic enough with a girl. Tell me, when the lights are low and there's soft music playing and you two are all alone in the room and all is still, what do you do?
Crack my knuckles.
Why?
Nobody will crack them for me.
Well, we'd better get on with the examination. Now, now I'll test your reflexes. I'll tap your knee with this hammer. I think you've got too much iron in your system.
Well, say, do you really think I'm a mental case?
Yes, and I think I know what caused it. You've been training too hard.
Training too hard?
Yes, now you just go to your commanding officer, and I'm sure he'll give you a 30-day leave. Yeah.
Now who's nuts? And Ginger Rogers now does a request number for the boys, Shoo Shoo Baby. Take it, Stan Kent.
You've seen him up and down the avenue.
hazy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. So don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, shoo.
Short of time, I just want to say thanks to Major General Joseph Fegan, Captain McCallan, Captain Ford, and Sergeant Moore, all these folks here at Camp Pendleton. And before brushing our teeth for the night, here's Ginger Rogers again. Say, Ginger,
mm-hmm.
How about a hamburger and a Coke after the show?
No, Bob, thanks. I've got a date with a fountain pen. I'm writing my husband in the South Pacific.
Yeah, well, how about tomorrow night?
No, thanks. I'll be writing to my husband.
What are you doing after the war? Ginger, it's important to write to a man overseas, but you know, overseas, there's something a lot more important than writing letters.
What's that?
Reading letters.
Bob, you're on the beam there. And all of us who can't get behind a Garand rifle should get behind a lead pencil and keep in constant touch with those APO and FPO numbers. You know, those Pacific jungles are a long way from Main Street, and the icy Aleutians a long way from the local skating rink. Daydreaming of home so far away from home makes it seem even farther away, but a letter from home, well, brother, when you're overseas and you open that letter, you've got yourself a little chunk of home right there in your hand.
You're right, Ginger. And our best to the Marine Women's Reserve on their first anniversary, and Uncle Sam's Fighting Leathernecks, the best of the best to the best. Good night.
Good night.
The company has presented another broadcast for the men of the armed forces wherever they may be. Next week, Pepsodent will present Bob Hope with his special guest, Bing Crosby, playing for the Army Air Force at Santa Ana, California. This is Wendell Niles speaking.
Thank you for joining us at 1001 Radio Days. This is your host, John Hagedorn. We always appreciate reviews, and we appreciate your sharing our show with others. Until next time, everyone, stay safe, and we'll be back soon.